Some people thought fireworks were going off until they saw a kid on the ground. His head was soaked with blood.
All I remember is just running. And then after that, I was blank.
Tyreek Marquez was 7 years old when he was shot in the head.
I was struck by a stray bullet.
A shootout at the 2008 West Indian Day Parade in Hartford killed one man and wounded six young bystanders. Marquez had the most serious injuries. He's 17 now and a senior in high school. The shooting left him partially paralyzed on the left side of his body. He walks with a limp and his left hand is disabled. Marquez says people always ask him what happened.
Like every day. At any time I could be in class, anywhere. They don't do it in a disrespectful way, just more out of in a curious way.
So he tells him he was shot as a child.
I tell him because I'm so used to everybody asking me what happened, things like that. So it's been a struggle, but you got to overcome obstacles, and that's what I have been doing.
Marquez has become an advocate against gun violence. I met him on a recent Saturday at the Greater Hartford Youth Leadership Academy. It's a group of 15 students of color, mostly teenagers in high school, although a few are younger. Many have personal connections to gun violence. If there's free time, they talk about music.
I just downloaded it because it was Youngboy and I thought he was nice.
See, with me, when I listen to music, I won't download a mixtape.
The rest of the time, they go over heavy stuff. Poverty, mass incarceration, educational disparities, trauma. Issues they found that factor into the cycle of gun violence in cities like Hartford. They've been to rallies like the March for Our Lives in D.C. after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. They see a lot of attention and sympathy for suburban victims. But what about the gunshot victims in their neighborhoods? That was at the heart of their discussion at a meeting a couple months back.
When it happens in the urban community, it's looked at as, oh, that's normal. It shouldn't be that. It should be, that's not normal, what can we do to stop it?
That's 15-year-old Joshua Fee. On a night when the teens were preparing for a rally, they were joined by Nelba Marquez Green. Her daughter, Anna, was killed in the Newtown school shooting in 2012. Anna was six.
If I have one prayer, is no more crying moms. No more tiny caskets.
Marquez Green has Hartford roots, so when she heard about the Leadership Academy, she said she wanted to meet the students and encourage them to keep speaking up. In a few days, the gun control activists in charge of March for Our Lives would be in Connecticut. They'd been traveling across the country all summer registering people to vote. Newtown was the last stop. Marquez Green talked to the organizers and arranged for a bus to bring the students from Hartford.
I just remember being this age and just feeling powerless, like, is anyone listening, right? But people do listen, they will listen, and every little thing you do, like this program, takes you one step closer to that next thing.
No, not yet.
The bus picked them up on a Sunday morning in August. Eddie Brown is program director for Hartford Communities That Care, the nonprofit that runs the academy.
God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We ask you to give us traveling mercies as we travel the road, God, for a good cause.
In Newtown, hundreds of people in a line of TV cameras showed up under a big white tent. Tyreek Marquez, who was shot in Hartford when he was seven, stood on stage with activists like Emma Gonzalez from Parkland. At one point, Joshua Fee and Deidre Borens went up to the mic. They were representing Hartford.
Thank you for inviting us to participate in today's gathering, bringing young people at the forefront of a movement that should not be ours to fix, but we are here.
And we are not going anywhere.
A few weeks later, the crew was back together again. Fee looked back at the rally and said he was proud.
It was some parts where I was just like, come on, you got this. And it was like, it turned out really good. I feel like overall we did a good job.
But then it was time to keep the momentum going. After the rally, they've got other goals.
All right, so.
Program director Eddie Brown has a full agenda planned.
We're going to talk a lot about the midterm elections, getting into voting, and why we should vote, why it's important to vote.
As for Tyreek Marquez, he'll get his own chance to vote next year. His 18th birthday is in the spring.
I've been wanting to vote, so it's going to be kind of exciting.
In the meantime, Marquez is keeping busy. He was in Los Angeles in late September as one of 100 young delegates chosen for a national summit called We Vote Next, aimed at getting young people to vote. Marquez's goal was to bring back strategies to help his team out in Hartford. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.